You're in tune to 1450 KATE, Albert Lea, Minnesota. It is 6 o'clock. It is time for the Albert Lea Freeborn County Chamber of Commerce Governmental Affairs Committee Candidate Forum tonight. I'm Mike Whitus. I'll be your moderator for this evening. And we have two races that we'll be discussing tonight. First off, from now until about 6:30, we have Freeborn County Commissioner for District 1, Brad Edwin and Ron Jacobson. And then at 6:45 to around 7:15, we'll have Freeborn County Commissioner District 3, John Foreman and Steve Kluver. County Commissioner District 5 race between incumbent Mike Lea and Ted Herman were unavailable for our candidates forum this evening. Going over the ground rules, each candidate will have 2 minutes for an opening statement. The other candidate then will have another 2 minutes for his opening statement. And the first question will be 2 minutes, and 2 minutes for the second individual as well. So we'll try to keep things moving. We've had some fun already this evening. This is being recorded, and it will be played back tomorrow on Kate Radio's website, myalbertlea.com, and also on the Freeborn County Chamber of Commerce website as well. At this time, I'd like to welcome in Ron Jacobson. Good evening, Ron.
Good evening.
And we welcome in Brad Edwin. Good evening, Brad.
Good evening.
As we did flip a coin, and so, Ron, you have the first 2 minutes for your opening statement. Go ahead.
I'm Ron Jacobson. I live at Freeborn, Minnesota. I've farmed up there for about 40 years. Quit farming a few years ago. I've been on the city council of Freeborn, and then when I moved to the township, I was on the township board. I was chairman there for quite a few years. I was elected to the Soybean Growers Association board. I spent about 10 years there. Ended up being president for a couple of years. Did a lot of trips to the Capitol in Washington, D.C., lobbying for them and things we needed done. Testified in front of I don't know how many committees. Testified in front of the USDA committee out in Washington, D.C. for things that the soybean growers wanted to get done with. And then I was retired from farming, and I worked for Arnold's Implement for a few years. And now I'm just basically unemployed. So that's about all I got. So,
all right. Brad, 2 minutes for your opening statement.
All right. I've prepared my opening and closing statement to take full advantage of the time allotted. So I was born and raised in Albert Lea, and I've lived in Freeborn County my entire life. I currently live south of Manchester in Manchester Township. I've lived there since 1985. I've been married to my wife, Vicki, for 45 years. I have 3 daughters and 2 grandchildren. In my spare time, I enjoy attending my grandchildren's school activities and sporting events. I'm also an avid outdoorsman. I've been in business management for over 35 years, and I've owned my own business since 2005. I feel my business background will bring positive input to board discussions on policy and budgets. My past experience has gained me knowledge in areas of business finance and budget planning. Cost control is very important when managing a business, and this applies when working with your tax dollars. I have also been fully involved in recruiting and building teams and how to bring the best out of each team member. Every individual can bring valuable thought and insight to a plan and the goals that need to be reached. I have been extensively involved in setting up business plans and projects and how to implement those plans to completion. I have marketing skills that will be useful in promoting our county to bring businesses and jobs to our area. Part of my everyday work is to be a problem solver and to be able to communicate and coach effectively. Customer service has always been a priority, and I believe too often the taxpayers are looked at as a revenue source when in fact they are a customer, and it is our responsibility to make sure their voice is heard and to the best of our ability acted on properly. Communication skills are also very important. We need to become better at not only communicating with the people of Freeborn County, but also with the individuals that are committed to providing and performing the services we expect. We need to become better listeners. I'm honest and hardworking and have the leadership skills required to represent District 1 of Freeborn County effectively.
All right. Thank you very much, Brad. And we also had another coin toss to determine who would take the first question. These questions were submitted to the director of the Albert Lee Freeborn County Chamber of Commerce. I only had a chance to see these about 15 minutes ago. The candidates have not had an opportunity to see the questions, so it'll be right off the cuff, so to speak. And Brad, you'll take the first question, then Ron, you'll be able to answer the question as well. This is being an open seat, as the incumbent decided not to run for the next term. How would you handle keeping the transparency going in Freeborn County for District 1?
You know, I've been out door knocking and all the communities in our district, which involves the entire western side of Freeborn County. There's Clark's Grove, Freeborn, Heartland, Alden, Manchester, Conger, Emmons, Twin Lakes. I've reached out to all those communities. I've talked to those people. Some of the concerns they've shared with me are that they don't see people from the county come out during their town meetings, their town hall meetings. I think better communication from those of us that are governing at the county level, we need to get out, make ourselves available. We need to do a better job of communicating what's going on within the county and the reasons we're doing the things we're doing. Those are all things that I'd like to flow through with if I become the county commissioner.
All right, Brent, same question to you, Ron. This is an open seat. How would you keep the transparency moving forward with Freeborn County?
Well, you have to meet the people. I know a lot of people in them areas of those towns because I've been on the fire department for 23 years before I retired. I was an ambulance guy. So I've met a lot of them. I know them pretty well. They got my phone number. I meet with them now and then. I see a lot of them. You got to find out what their problems are. Most of the northern part of this town of our district, they're pretty quiet. They don't scream and holler about things that are gone. So you have to relay that message in. Where other parts, they holler a lot and get their benefits done. Like anytime you're in an agricultural area, the biggest one is the water problem we have. So I've heard a lot about that. I've been questioned about how come my property in town of Emmons is so high when they can't build on it and it's locked and it's valued too high. That's all things like that that go on in our district. And they have to have the two-way communication, whether you go to every meeting. That's pretty much impossible to do, but you have to show up and go to a city council meeting. You have to go to a township meetings and get a feel for what's going on, because if you don't, there's no way you're going to be able to act on it.
Next question. Ron, you'll take this question first, then Brad, you'll have a chance to answer it as well. Freeborn County has the 13th largest county road system in the state. State funding continues to be inadequate for Freeborn County. Within the last 5 years, about 60% of Freeborn County roads will be unfunded, meaning these roads will need some substantial maintenance work and they'll have no funding for those roads. How would you propose to fund the growing gap in road and bridge funding on a local level? Ron, you go first.
Well, on a local level, it's going to be kind of hard because we need to increase our tax base. And about the only way I could see is what we have to lobby pretty hard at the state capitol to make sure that some funding comes our way. But we're like every other county in the state. Everything is falling apart, and there's just not enough dollars. We have to figure out where we're going to cut or whatever to increase it, because the roads are very important. We don't have that many 10-ton roads in our districts for in-and-out traffic that needs to happen. So, and you can't just keep adding to the tax roll because it's unbearable for some already. It's a very tough situation to deal with. Whether we stop or just Band-Aid them is the question that will have to be answered in the future.
Brad, I'll offer the same question to you. Freeborn County has the 13th largest county road system in the state. State funding continues to be inadequate. Within the next 5 years, about 60% of Freeborn County roads will be unfounded, meaning these roads will need substantial maintenance that have no funding for. How would you propose to fund the growing gap in road and bridge funding on a local level?
Knowing what I know, currently the road system, our county road system, is okay. Moving forward, we're on a yearly plan of what roads are going to need maintenance and repairs and to keep them in good shape. That gap that we're asked about here is going to be very hard to close without either looking at increases in taxes, additional state aid funding, which would have to be done through our state legislators somehow, some way, because a lot of the dollars currently that the state is using is going to these large metropolitan areas for improvements in theirs. And the formulas that they use, I'm not aware of at this point. Other things, we have the wheelage tax that we pay when we go pay for our automobile tabs. That's a good source of revenue for us. It's my understanding that that wheelage tax is paid by our county residents and it stays with our county. We also have to move forward and look at things that we can do within the county to utilize dollars wisely and efficiently. It's my intent to talk to every department head and their personnel to find out what they're doing currently, why they're doing it, how they're doing it. Can we become more efficient? Can we become more effective? Can we transition some dollars from one area into the another to take care of our roads? Our county has about a $60 million budget, and our highways and streets or roads and bridges are about 30% of that budget. We have to look at ways that we can utilize dollars, our tax dollars, to come up with ways to keep those roads in good condition for the residents and people of Freeborn County.
Brad, this next question, you'll be first. Ron, you'll be able to answer the same question. In the recent years with the new county administration, they've taken great efforts to go through and try to keep equal pay for all employees and keep them all on the same page, working for the ultimate goal of the residents of Freeborn County. Do you see, as a candidate, any changes that you would make in regards to holding personnel accountable for all positions that are held?
Absolutely. We need to keep everybody accountable. And being in the business world, I've looked at pay increases for my employees, for people that worked for me in the past, and percentage increases can cause a lot of issues. You take someone that's at the top tier and a percentage wage, they get their raise gives them more spending power than someone at the lower tiers as far as a percentage raise and their spending power. So being accountable, it's like I said earlier with the roads and bridges, talking to our department heads and finding out what issues they have, how we can become more efficient. Are the things we can do within the department, can we do more with less? Do we have the people available, or do we have people that could be shifted into other roles or take on more to become more efficient and effective? So, yes, to answer your question.
Ron, you remember the same question?
By me one more time.
Yeah. In the recent years, county administration has gone through the employees at the government center to try and keep them within Freeborn County and keeping them all on a level pay scale. As a candidate for county commissioner, would you continue to work towards that?
Well, it's going to be a different situation with this pandemic that we've had. There's a lot of businesses that have closed. Some of them are way back. The taxes are going to be down. I don't see across the board percentage increase for all employees. I think you're going to have to hold the line on a lot of it. I don't want to do it that way, but I'm afraid that's what's going to have to happen because we don't know what the final income of the budget is going to be. So
tough decisions to make as candidates for Commissioner District Number 1. Ron, this will be your question first. Freeborn County staff have been making a concerted effort over the last 3 years to base all their decisions at all levels on facts and data. Please describe your process of decision-making and tell us how you balance the facts and the data with constituent concerns and with public opinion.
Thanks.
Read it again.
Well, the department heads they know about what's going on than I do, for sure. And the constituents out there are just going to have to realize that decisions are made for the good of the county, not good for one area or another area. I trust the department heads know what they're talking about, and it's my job to relay that through to the constituents why that happened or why it didn't happen. And that's about all I can say at this time.
Brad, I'll ask the same question to you. Freeborn County staff been making a concerted effort over the past 3 years to base all decisions at all levels on facts and data. Please describe your process of decision-making and tell us how you balance facts and data with constituent concerns and public opinion.
Being in business manager, we're always looking at facts and data and applying that to moving forward to be profitable and still support our customers. And that could be applied also at government level, county level. Facts and data. You have to be able to sort through those and apply them as necessary. You also have to look at different ways you can utilize that data and facts to come up with things that might challenge you and ways that you can utilize that data to make good calls, good policy, and try to minimize the tax impact on our citizens. I would say to involve everybody in the departments, know where they are, how they're utilizing the information they're getting, and then we also, again, have to communicate what's going on with the people of Freeborn County so they understand the reasons we're doing things, why we're doing things, and how it impacts them.
Next question, Brad, we'll start with you. A lot of folks say it's Minnesota, the land of 10,000 taxes. District 1 is a large farming community. Obviously, taxes are a large concern for any farming community. How would you try to hold the taxes in line if a tax increase comes up?
You know, over the past few years, 5 years or so, we have seen some tax increases. Some of that is due to the levy. Some of it's due to the assessments on our land and property going up. We also have other entities that are taxing us. So we've seen increases. We are an ag-based community, and a lot of our businesses, implement dealers, grain elevators, even the restaurants and taverns are based on how well our agriculture does in the community. I don't want to see our taxes go up any more than anyone else. I feel that we need to figure out what can be done at the county level to hold the line on taxes, to provide the service that we're accustomed to look at our needs first and our wants at a later date if they're possible. We need to talk to the people that are in the trenches, what they're doing, why they're doing it, how they're doing it, to see if we can come up with better ways to get things done. Roads and bridges are our highest, percentage of our county budget. Public safety and human services are second and third. We need to continue to provide the good services that we have in our county and minimize the impact on our wallet.
Ron, I'll ask you the same question. District 1 is a large farming community. It is Freeborn County. How would you address the line on taxes, keeping it, if there was a tax increase, how would you try to hold that line?
Well, there's a thing called redetermination of benefits for some of the services that go out there, whether it's ditch fund or whatever like that. Maybe we have to look into that a little bit more and see if who's getting the benefits out of it more than other parts. The other thing you have to throw in there is there's so many different school districts in there that are paying for the new schools here and there. They range anywhere from $5.75 an acre up to over $10 an acre. That's added on to the farming community out there. So I would just as soon not have to raise the taxes on them, but things do happen in where you're going to have to redetermine what benefits you're receiving here and there. And do the best you can at holding the line if they do have to go up.
Next question, Ron, you'll take first. Obviously, we're in a COVID-19 pandemic, and the government center has operated a little bit different than the general public is used to, yet some people are concerned about the use of the government center. As a county commissioner, do you feel that the government center is fully utilized during this pandemic?
Yes, I think it is. It's a little inconvenient for you to go down there and get things done. You have to call for an appointment. I've had to make 3 trips down there to get one thing done, but you know, you have to live with what it is. I'd like to see it not quite as stringent as they've had it. Maybe it should pass in a while, I think. As far as I'm concerned, it's been pretty fully utilized.
Brad, same question. Obviously, we're in the COVID-19 pandemic. The government center's limited use. Do you feel there's full use of the government center during this time?
You know, I have to commend the administration and the county commissioners for what they have done during this hardship, and no one had the foresight to know how this would affect us. I think what should come out of all this is it allows us the opportunity to take a really close look at what we were doing in the past, what we've been able to do through this, and what changes we can make moving into the future. There might be some cost-saving things that we can do that we have learned from this situation we're in. To get back to the question, yes, I think they've done a very good job with what they've had to go through. But like, again, I said, I think this is going to be a good learning experience for us also moving forward. There might be some ways we can save some money. It might be on infrastructure. It might be on personnel. But we need to take a real hard look at that. And this was an opportunity to see how some of those things affected us.
We can take a deep breath. We only have one question left, and we're just about out of time. If elected as county commissioner for District 1, Brad, this question comes to you first. What is the one item or/topic that you would like to see move forward? One topic or item that you would like to see forward if elected county commissioner District 1?
I believe we need better communication with the people of Freeborn County, and we need better communication with our departments and department staff. And I would like, if I'm elected county commissioner, I intend to spend the time to get to know each and every individual, and I want to make sure that when we're working on certain things that affect individuals in certain areas of our county, they know why we're doing it, how we're doing it, and all the reasons that it needs to be done. I want to listen to our constituents. I want them to have a voice, and hopefully that once it's all, we get through things, what we have communicated makes it so, it makes Freeborn County a better place.
Ron, again, you've elected Freeborn County Commissioner for District 1. What is the one topic slash object that you would like to see accomplished?
Only one. That's kind of hard to answer.
I know. I just read what they give me.
There's more than one, but I would have to say that we talked about roads earlier. That's one of the hardest things to take care of. It's going to be the most expensive thing to take care of. So I think we'll have to spend a great deal of time in making sure that every town has a decent road to get goods in and out of without breaking the bank on the taxes for them. Because if you don't have good roads, you're going to hear a lot of complaints. There's going to be people that are very upset. There's some roads that need some help, more than a Band-Aid effect. So I would say that right off the bat, very hard to look at how good our road system is.
That wraps up the questions that I have. Now we'll have 2 minutes for a closing statement. First, I'd like to thank you gentlemen both for coming in here this evening and a part of the candidates forum, and also compliment both of you. I haven't seen any political mudslinging out there. I think you're very cordial, both candidates. So on behalf of Freeborn County, thank you, gentlemen, for keeping it above water, as they say, head level. Ron, at this point, I have you down as your closing statement. Brad, you have 2 minutes for your closing statement.
All right. My parents, who live in Elbert Lee, taught me some important lessons in life. Some of the lessons that my father taught me were to be honest and the value of hard work. My mother told me many times, it's not how much money you make, but what you do with what you have. Their teachings and advice can be applied to how we provide services in our county and how to be responsible with your taxpayer dollars. I will lead with these thoughts in mind. Our community needs someone who is willing to roll up his sleeves, make the hard decisions that affect each and every one of us. It will take focus, commitment, and common sense. These are challenges I'm familiar with and accustomed to. Working together as a community, we can move forward for a more prosperous future. Over the years, I've been involved with the Kiwanis. I served on the Salvation Army Advisory Board for many years with 2 terms as their chair. I was also a Manchester firefighter for more than 15 years. Giving back to the community is important, and that is one of the reasons I want to represent you as your next commissioner. Finally, I've spent time talking to people involved with the county, and I've also talked with current Commissioner Glenn Mathiason to gain insight into what needs are up and coming and any concerns there might be. I have also door-knocked the communities in my district, and I'm fully aware of the concerns that some have shared. I'm not going to say that at this time I have all the answers or know all the solutions, but once involved, I will do my very best to make sure your tax dollars are spent in the most efficient way possible. We must figure out how to provide the same excellent services while reducing the costs of those services. It is my intention to be involved with the departments and the people to find ways to do an even better job of providing the services required in our county. I would like to thank Commissioner Glenn Mathiason for endorsing me and with your blessing and vote to be your next Freeborn County District 1 Commissioner. For additional information about me, go to edwinforcommish.com. That's with the number 4. Thank you for your support. And thank you, Mike and Kate Radio and Sherry with the Elbert Lee Freeborn County Chamber for this opportunity to share my views this evening.
Thank you. Ron, your 2 minutes. You said you might not need 2 minutes, but no. You've got 2 minutes on the clock. Go ahead.
Well, I farmed for about 40 years up by Freeborn, and in that period of time, I've done a lot of other things. I've driven truck from the Midwest to the East Coast, sometimes to the West Coast. Seen a lot of different things. Done a lot of different things. I worked for a construction crew, run cat, run backhoe. I've had about every dislikable job you can think of in my time, and I've learned a lot over the years. I've had to work with people from the legislature when I was the president of Soybean Growers and trying to get things done, how to lobby. We did pretty well up there at the state capitol. We built a bi-level 3 containment facility at the University of Minnesota, which some people, Dan Dorman at the time was the capital improvements guy, and he thought we were talking about sex offenders, and actually it was it's for fungus on soybeans. And we got that through. We got $5 million to build that building up there with lobbying through the Senate. And we went to Washington, D.C. to get an air genomics position at the in Minnesota. None of the Group 1 beans, which are the early beans, had a genomics position. But we testified in front of the USDA, Dr. Rodney Brown, and he said, show us the money and we'll get you the position. Well, we got $400,000 in Governor or President Bush's budget to fill that position, which made basically the whole Midwest better. So if we can take those efforts and create success for Freeborn County like that, that'll be a wonderful thing to do. Thank you.
Again, Ron Jacobson and Brad Edwin, your candidates for County Commissioner District 1. Please, folks, get out and cast your ballots for the general election on November 3rd. Thank you, gentlemen, both. Coming up in about 15 minutes, we'll have Freeborn County District 3 candidates, John Foreman and Steve Kluver, coming your way for the next round of County Commissioner District 3 Candidates Forum.